I was discussing the proposed bailout of the U.S. automakers on the Dave Congleton show earlier this week. My take is that we have to stop throwing money at all these companies. Let them fail if that's what's going to happen. Actually, most of them won't fail. It's not as tragic as everybody's making it out to be. Of course, they're going to make it out to be as absolutely much of a disaster as possible. That'll get you to give them more money. But if we don't, they will survive. They may be not survive in the current format, but they will survive. And let's move on. Apparently, most of you agreed with me. We had over a dozen callers. Only one of them disagreed with me on the Dave Congleton show. If you want to call and talk about that, the numbers here at Wealth Health Radio are 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. And with all the financial challenges that people are facing today, there's never been a better time to get advice from a certified financial planner professional. As always, I strongly recommend that you make certain that your financial advisor has that CFP mark after their name. Anything less, and there's no assurance that they're going to be acting in your best interest when they give you advice. Previous shows, we've talked about in great detail the concept of the fiduciary responsibility. That fiduciary responsibility is something that only the CFP declares that they are going to take on your behalf. Well, there's a wonderful analogy regarding this, and I shared that analogy in my blog post this week. So here we go. This is a quote from a song by Garth Brooks, and it's called The River. So here is how it goes. A dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows. The dreamer is just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you, the things that are in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. But you see, the dream is not the only thing that is like a river. It's your whole life. This is especially true of your financial life. As with any river, your personal finances will never move in a nice and easy straight line. You might be lulled into thinking that when you've had a year or two of that nice, easy straight line that it will go on forever, but it won't. True, there will be peaceful and calm sections. There will be beautiful places you'll always remember, but there will also always be those ugly ones that you would like to forget. And most people would just love to forget what we've gone through, especially in the last 6 months. While traveling the river of your financial life, you are going to even encounter whitewater sections full of gyrations and turbulence where things move really fast. You get yourself all turned around facing the wrong direction. Times where it will be easy to capsize and drown. And especially I'm talking about your financial life. And if you think about it, I'm sure that many of you listening right now are in this position. Everything is turbulent. You're twisted around in ways that you had never, no idea you would ever be in. And there's a possibility, a real possibility, that things could capsize on you. So we've been going through one of these whitewater sections this past few months with the worst of the turbulence over the past several weeks. It has been a wild ride, one where everyone feels battered, shaken, soaked to the core. Some people were better prepared for this than others. While they have experienced the same whitewater as everyone else, they've made it through in better shape, not quite so soaked and certainly not quite as scared, especially scared of what still is lurking around the next bend. What separates these people from the masses? Most of the masses right now are in a miserable state, by the way. And the answer is pretty simple. The folks who have made it through this round of white water in the best shape are the folks who were prepared for it before we hit the white water. They had the right equipment, and they were properly trained in how to use it. They had a financial plan, and they had someone there to help them prepare for what could and eventually did happen. And that was a financial planner. Today, we're talking about a post on the richandfulfilling.com website that I put up earlier this week. And it has to do with people being prepared for all the garbage that has hit them over the last few weeks in the financial markets. You see, being a world-class certified financial planner professional is actually a lot like being a world-class river guide. Well, I can't tell you exactly where the next round of white water will be found or what it will be like when you get there. I can tell you exactly how to prepare for whatever the river might have to offer. I'm going to make sure that you have the best equipment available and that you know how to use it. There are many tools beyond investments like stocks, bonds, and mutual funds that are available to the average American. Using these tools lowers risk and protects your current wealth from all kinds of losses, including the damage that has been absorbed over the last few weeks. Here's an example of something that most people aren't going to tell you about, but we will. You can hold real estate in your IRA. It's actually one of many obscure assets that you can hold in a self-directed IRA. It's true. You can hold real estate in your IRA. I got a call earlier this week from somebody who'd never heard of me, was referred to me by their accountant, and we were talking about it, and I just mentioned that off the cuff, and they said, no, you can't. I said, well, yes, you can. Go ahead and research it. She called back the next day and said, I did all the research, and you're right. I can hold real estate in my IRA. How come nobody ever told me about this? The reason why they don't tell you about it is because they don't make any money on it if that's what you do. If you take money out of assets under management and you put them into a piece of real estate, they no longer make a fee on that money. So nobody in financial services is going to tell you about that because they risk losing income for that piece of advice. That is the conflict of interest that goes on within our industry. And somebody has to be there to take the fiduciary responsibility to you and what's in your best interest rather than what's in their own. Because if they don't, then they're not serving you. If you want some more information, by the way, on holding businesses, investment property and real estate, limited partnerships, and a bunch of other things inside your IRA, just give me a call at my office. That number is 476-0333. So back to the blog post about Whitewater. And this is basically using the analogy that came from the river, Garth Brooks' song, The River. You know, your dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer is just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Well, back in 2004 through June 2007, as I was building my financial planning practice, many people declined the opportunity to work with me. They couldn't validate the $2,500 planning fee when their investments were doing just fine. And their investments were doing just fine. Why? Because the rising tide floats all boats. You didn't have to be an intelligent investor to get a decent rate of return on your money in 2004 through 2007. All you had to do is basically be invested. The fact that financial planning is considerably more than just investments was totally lost in the conversation I had with people at this time. Even though the average client makes back more than their fee and tax savings and cash flow improvements in the first year, most people couldn't get past paying a fee, and especially a large one like $2,500, to a professional to help them. The additional benefit of having your wealth properly protected wasn't a high priority either. Recent history gave no indication that such disasters as we have witnessed recently could possibly arise. Home prices were rising steadily, inflation was tame, taxes were low, and unemployment was almost non-existent. You know, when I tell you that, I'm sure that right now you're looking and go, we don't have any of those things. But back in 2004 through 2007, home prices were rising steadily at a 15% or greater per year basis. Inflation was tame between 2 and 3%. Taxes were low, and unemployment was almost non-existent. And most people have a bias. It's called the recency bias. So they look at that and go, well, if that's the case now, that's the way it's going to be for the future. I don't have to worry about it. So here's the real question. Why pay for a financial plan, which is inconvenient? I mean, you have to have meetings, and they aren't fun. Is uncomfortable because, after all, you're going to be talking about death, taxes, and money, none of which are subjects that most people are comfortable talking about, and expensive, and there's always that fee. So why pay for a financial plan which is inconvenient, uncomfortable, and expensive when buying a new flat-screen TV and paying for it with a credit card is much more rewarding in the near term? Of course, today people can look back and decide maybe that wasn't such a great choice. Now their reason for saying no is a bit different. Now people won't work with a financial planner, and certainly they should be working with a certified financial planner. They won't work with a CFP certificate like me because they don't have the money. Here's the quote, I don't have the money. I lost it all in the market. Besides, it's too late. And that's the one that I'd like to address. It's not too late. Yes, the markets are down 40 to 50%. Real estate is off 20 to 30%. Unemployment is rising and consumer spending is falling. Most people's 401k plans now look more like 201k plans. Many people are giving up hope and wondering if it isn't too late to fix any of their problems. But the short answer is, it's never too late. I can't tell you what's exactly coming up around the next corner. I don't have a crystal ball, nor does anybody else. I can tell you that it could get worse just as easily as it could get better. So protecting your assets and your wealth from further loss is just as important now as it ever was. And we'll get into some more of this in just a moment. We're going to have to take a break for the news. This is Wealth Health Radio. We'll be back right after the news. My name is John Berger, and just hang on. part two of Wealth Health Radio right after this.